Now to Colombia, where the peace treaty meant to end a long civil war is fraying. For more than half a century, the government battled Marxist guerrillas known as the FARC. More than 200,000 Colombians lost their lives. Then, in 2016, the rebels agreed to lay down their arms, and in exchange, the government promised to protect them from reprisals. But as John Otis reports, many of these former fighters are being gunned down.
Juan de Dios Quintero raises cows and goats on these green slopes of the Andes Mountains in northern Colombia. It's quite a change from the 30 years he spent fighting army troops as a FARC guerrilla commander. Quintero is now managing this farm co-op set up by the government near the village of Santa Lucia to help newly disarmed rebels transition to civilian life. But the project is floundering because 12 of its newly minted farmers have been killed. Late last month, a former guerrilla was shot dead while tending the crops. Quintero is battle-hardened, with a body pocked with bullet scars from the guerrilla war. But even he's scared. The killings have generated a lot of anxiety, he says. We're very worried. Over the past 3 years, 181 former guerrillas have been killed. That's a small fraction of the 13,000 rebels who disarmed. And experts point out that in countries transitioning from war to peace, former fighters are often targeted in revenge killings. But Carlos Ruiz, who heads a UN team monitoring Colombia's peace process, warns that rather than tapering off, the attacks here are on the rise.
2019 was the worst year in terms of violence against ex-combatants. There were 77 killed. And unfortunately, 2020 is not starting differently.
Some killings have been carried out by Colombians, including army soldiers, bitter about guerrilla kidnappings and massacres during the war. Authorities also blame drug trafficking gangs that gain control over rural areas once dominated by the guerrillas. These groups try to recruit former rebels and sometimes kill those who refuse to join. Adam Isaacson, an analyst at the Washington Office on Latin America, says many of the killings stem from local disputes.
There's old scores to settle, there's competition for territorial control, and there may be, you know, refusals to be recruited.
Divisions within the FARC are also driving the violence. Last month, Colombian security forces said they foiled a plot by a rearmed FARC faction to kill Rodrigo Londoño. He's the former top commander of the guerrillas who now heads the FARC political party and strongly supports the peace process.
Desafortunada, da tristeza. Pero la realidad es...
It's unfortunate, and it makes me sad, Londoño says of the plot against him. But that's reality. He pins most of the blame on the government.
Un mensaje que no puede tener, ninguna duda.
At a recent news conference, Emilio Archila, the top government official overseeing the return of former guerrillas to civilian life, insisted that their safety is a top priority. The government does provide bodyguards for high-ranking former rebels, but most have no protection. Back at the farm co-op high in the mountains, there's a growing sense of dread. In fact, the government is now preparing to evacuate most of the former rebels living here to a safer area. Among them is Yerlis Ballesteros, who's raising her two children at the farm. She explains why she's leaving. She says, it's really tough for our family to go to bed at night, fearing that some armed group could come after us. For NPR News, I'm John Otis in Santa Lucia, Colombia.